5 minutes after the hour. Welcome back to the show. This is the whole show powered by PDC Energy. Glad you could be with us here today on this cold Monday. It's a little drizzly out there. I just looked outside Colfax, get an idea, but it's chilly, a little chilly.
How about tomorrow? Are we? Do we know what's going to happen there?
I think it's supposed to still be cold.
Cold and snowy?
Our weather report was, I missed it, 42 degrees according to the weather app.
That is.
Partly cloudy.
Oh.
Wednesday's supposed to snow.
What?
I don't know. That's what it says. This is for Timnath, though.
Oh.
That's where I hang out. Greeley's, that's the same thing. Yeah. 42 on Tuesday. So no roof? No roof for you on on Tuesday?
I think I require at least like a 60 degree temperature.
Yeah, I'm giving you, I mean, we don't want to get in trouble. You know, I'm trying to give you as good a day as we possibly can. But people might forget that there was even a March Madness tournament.
I know.
When it's all said and done. No, we'll get a good day.
Yeah.
We'll get a good day there. First Advantage text line is 970-478-1301. If you're new to the show, text KFKA to that number, 970-478-1301. Rachel Nichols, who I have a lot of respect for, a great, great NBA talker. She's been covering the NBA for several years. She was on ESPN. Of course, she's with ESPN now. She was talking about the MVP race, and if you watched, a lot of ESPN not giving the Joker much love there. Here's Rachel Nichols on, you know, how we should view the MVP race.
In your conference matters.
A lot.
I do not think that, oh, it's the East. I'm sorry. The East has Kevin Durant, James Harden, Kyrie Irving. Yeah. The East has Giannis Antetokounmpo, the two-time reigning MVP. So, oh, it's the East makes, sorry, that doesn't wash. And also, it is a two-way game. I am exhausted by everyone throwing up all of these offensive numbers and that having been the only marker of how we talk about things. There is another side of the court, so that has to matter also. And again, that is not a knock on Nikola Jokic. He's extremely qualified. Yeah. I think this is extremely close.
Sixers are second in the league in defense.
But don't get
and we're talking
the just
about
discounting
the
of Joel out of this conversation.
We're talking about
it makes
the
no
MVP.
Sense to me.
Okay. All right. Let's unpack that a little bit. You know how you like the backhanded compliment? You know, Brady, it doesn't take brains to do radio, but I'm not saying a knock against you, but it doesn't take brains to do the whole show every day. It's not a knock against you. What do you mean? It sure feels like it takes defense to be MVP. That's not a knock against Nikola Jokic. What does that mean to you?
That means she doesn't think Jokic has enough defense.
And then, so our boy, Cody Rourke,
Yes. Who's
our NFL guy. You know, he's actually going to be on tomorrow. We're going to break down some NFL draft.
Sweet.
From Pro Football Network. If I could spit that out of my mouth. He's pretty vocal with the Nuggets, too. Well, he retweeted her and tagged her and said, hey, you know, maybe you should watch more Nuggets games, blah, blah, blah. And she responded. And she said, hey, I don't know if you watched the full segment, but in no way was I calling out Nikola Jokic. Thanks for the support or something like that. If you say, and again, all that go to the first part of that clip again. We'll fade it down. We don't have to go through the whole thing. But this is what she talks about, both sides of the ball.
In your conference matters.
A lot.
I do not think that, oh, it's the East. I'm sorry. The East has Kevin Durant, James Harden, Kyrie Irving. Yeah. The East has Giannis Antetokounmpo, the two-time reigning MVP. So, oh, it's the East makes, sorry, that doesn't wash. And also, it is a two-way game. I am exhausted by everyone throwing up all of these offensive numbers and that having been the only marker of how we talk about things. There is another side of the court, so that has to matter also. And again, that is not a knock on Nikola Jokic. He's extremely qualified. Yeah. I think this is extremely close.
Sixers are second in the league in defense.
So that's a knock on Nikola Jokic. That's saying, hey, this award, there's two sides of the floor, and I believe her on that. I side with her on that. Nikola Jokic's defense isn't bad enough where that should eliminate him from this conversation, though. And that's where I feel like she was going. This is no offense to Nikola Jokic, but there's two sides of the ball. Joel Embiid is also a mammoth of a man, like tall and bigger-wise than Nikola Jokic. The guy just can stand there with his hands up and tag outside of the paint and make some pretty good defensive plays. I'm not taking away. Joel Embiid's an absolute monster. She's trying to make the case for Embiid and saying that the East, all right, the East is very competitive. Well, the West has been the most competitive conference forever. And I think what she was alluding to is it's like, no, it's the East. You can't give an MVP out of the East. And now that LeBron's gone, there's, you know, there's talent, but it's not what it used to be. That part doesn't bother me. But I don't like the fact that watch him play. He's not bad at defense at all. In fact, in some ways, he's pretty shifty. I've seen him come. I mean, he's averaging a steal and a half per game. I mean, not many players average more than that, and that's usually where we are. I think Jimmy Butler averages 2.1 steals per game. He's the only player in the NBA to average more than a steal a game or a steal and a half per game. So, I mean, as far as this whole he doesn't play defense thing, he plays defense. He plays. Is he going to be able to guard Steph Curry or Damian Lillard at the top of the key? No, but Joel Embiid's not either. So that whole ESPN debacle last week about how Nikola Jokic isn't the true MVP. I mean, take him off this team, and Denver is not a playoff team. Joel Embiid can be off this team, and the Sixers maintain number one. They maintained number one throughout that whole process. He was there. He was gone for a while, and they remained number one. The Los Angeles Lakers have stayed within the fifth or fourth spot the entire time. Now, we don't know what the Nuggets would be like without Nikola Jokic because he doesn't miss games. Is that part of it? He doesn't get hurt. I'm not like knocking guys that get hurt, but that's, I mean, if your argument is, well, we don't know what the Nuggets would be like without Joker, you're right. Because he never misses games. There's no such thing as load management for him. He doesn't miss games. He hasn't missed a game all year. I don't even know. Did he miss any games last year? The dude doesn't miss games. But ESPN, this doesn't fit their story. Nikola Jokic was asked again on Friday by Vic Lombardi. Nikola, I know you hate this question, but you're averaging a triple-double in April. Thoughts on that MVP race? He says, oh, you know, it would be a great honor, awesome honor, but I just care about winning games. And my team, it's more of an honor to what my team's doing. Ask James Harden that. Ask Kevin Durant that. Ask LeBron James that, who every time you ask him, oh, I should have won the last 465 MVP races. Kevin Durant's the best. They're all about being the best. Joker doesn't fit their narrative of cocky player, selfies. I'm going to self-promote. He's not on social media. He doesn't do ads, which, you know, is a bummer, kind of, because nationally it'd be cool for people to see how awesome Nikola Jokic is, how much fun he really is. But that's not his game. Mike Malone talked about it over the weekend. He's like, you don't see him doing what a lot of the other MVP candidates do and a lot of these other bigwigs do. He doesn't take selfies. He doesn't take pictures of himself. He doesn't promote himself. He's funny. He promotes his teammates. And that doesn't fit the narrative. That doesn't fit MVP. When you think of MVP, you want the guys with the monster shoe deals, the guys that are in Space Jam 7, the guys that are constantly talking about the MVP and giving it respect. And Nikola Jokic is not disrespecting the MVP race or the award. He's just not a very conceited guy. He's not very self-involved. The idea of individual awards is just not something that something he cares about. He's never cared about this. Remember last year, even 2 years ago, we were talking about how do you mentally motivate Nikola Jokic to shoot the ball 17-plus times? Well, that's the thing. If Joker feels like the way to win is going to be to pass to his teammates and get 14 assists and, you know, really just facilitating, then he's going to do that. He's not going to change his style of play. And that in and of itself was respectable, which is why he is so much fun to watch, why he is so good. The Well County Swami, Mother Nature thinks Colfax deserves bad weather for how bad his bracket was. It wasn't the worst.
It wasn't the worst.
So that doesn't warrant an attack from Mother Nature.
I think it's just Mother Nature, like, protecting me. I think so. You know what? We'll just keep him off the roof. It might be a little dangerous up there.
Maybe Brady will forget about it.
Yeah. That's what I'm thinking.
Which is actually true. Were we supposed to do something about something? I don't know. Something along those lines. It's frustrating. It's not a disrespect to Rachel Nichols. It's really just the way the national media perceives guys. You know, if you're not the... Melo never got real talk as far as the MVP. Maybe that 2008 year when... Was that the year they went to the Western Conference Finals? Maybe his name was uttered. But that was a sexier name to utter because why? He was playing well offensively, and that was his game. One-on-one. I'm going to take you outside the three-point line. I'm either going to pop up, shoot it here, I'm going to pump fake you 567 times, or I'm going to drive to the basket and make some kind of crazy and-one play. Nikola Jokic is going to drive to the basket and quickly pass to a teammate that might pass to another teammate for a wide-open three because he sees two, three, four, five moves ahead of everybody else. That's not a stat. The assist to the assist. It's not hockey. They don't get that stat. So I do get frustrated, and she did go on a tweet and said Nuggets' Twitter page is straight fire. Nuggets' Twitter is straight fire, which is great. So good for you, Nuggets fans. Keep banging the drum. Because they're going to listen eventually. But the only way to do this thing, you got to have that top-tier record in the West in your conference. And what is that? Is that four? Is that three? Getting number three is still not out of the question. Denver's going to have to keep doing exactly what they've been doing. And I know it sounds kind of cliche to say that, but that's where we are. And at some point, the Clippers are going to have to drop. Now, the Nuggets are 2.5 games behind the Clippers. The Nuggets play Memphis tonight, and then, you know, they'll gain that half game back. The Lakers play the Blazers tomorrow night in Portland, and that's Damian Lillard's day-to-day with the hamstring. So if he goes tomorrow, then maybe Portland can knock him off. But Denver has to play Memphis tonight. And Colfax, my game of the week on Wednesday. Denver, Portland. I love this matchup every time, especially when Yusuf plays, especially when Lillard plays. He might not play Wednesday. But either way, this has been a kind of a fun. It's always been a rivalry, but really has developed into more of a rivalry the last 2 years. When Denver played the Portland Trailblazers in the playoffs a few years back, or 2 years back, goes to seven, they lose. And then, of course, the Jusuf Nurkić drama, wanting out of Denver and going to Portland. Boy, was that the greatest decision ever to decide, all right, Jusuf's not the guy Joker is. Jusuf is a fine player, but he will never win the MVP. He will never be in that conversation. The Nuggets got the better end of that deal. For sure. All right, before we take a break, let me tell you about our On the Rocks game beer of the week. This one's from Big Thompson Brewing in Loveland. Cool Your Healer Ale. Cool Your Healer Ale. That's the thing I love about the brewery industry is the creativity when it comes to the names. I don't know crap about beer. I just like the names they come up with. They're so good.
It's half the fun.
It is half the fun. Pick up selections from Big Thompson or any of your favorite adult beverages and use the drive-thru open until midnight every single night, 19 minutes after the hour. When we come back, let's talk more about the Broncos. We'll talk about, I had a poll question on Saturday that I had someone say, this is the stupidest question I've ever read in my life. We're going to talk about that question. Some of you know what it was, and we'll address that coming back. More on the Denver Broncos as well, and then we'll get to what's on TV later on in the program. It's the whole show live from the Auto Collision Specialist Studios.
The Live United 13 Tenathon is on April 22nd. Donate up to $100 and you could win a signed Von Miller helmet. Go to unitedway-weld.org/13tenathon or text KFKA, all caps, to 26989. Hear Mornings with Gail, weekdays 6 to 9 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
This is Nico Medved, the men's basketball coach of the Colorado State Rams, and you're listening to The Hull Show on 1310 KFKA.
23 minutes after the hour. Hey, don't forget, just like that, we're moving on to high school baseball. 13 days, 13 teams. Our preseason slash training camp installment of most of the preps coverage that we provide here at 1310 KFK, something we started 5, 6, 7 years ago for football. We did 13 days, 13 teams. We picked 13 teams out, gave them an hour a day, essentially. We're talking to the coaches, the players, promoting the upcoming season. Well, we have expanded that over the years, and now more than ever, after we didn't have a whole lot of sports last year in 2020, folks, I think, are ready to hear about high school baseball in the area. Tonight, it's cool because Severance High School, we'll talk Severance baseball. Clark Johnson will bring that to you 4 o'clock for basically the next 13 days, save for Sunday. So 4 o'clock to 5 o'clock will be 13 days, 13 teams, Monday through Friday. And then during Preps Rewind on Saturday will be the special installment of 13-13 that day. Tonight is Severance baseball, and they were supposed to start last year. Their first varsity stint, because Severance is fairly new, right? But because of COVID, didn't have baseball, so this will be the first season. So Clark Johnson will highlight all things Severance tonight at 4 o'clock, so we're looking forward to that. No Rockies. Rockies will get back in action against Houston. How are we feeling about our 65 wins now, Cole? 4-12.
It's just about 61 more wins to go.
Yeah, we're not that bad.
Not bad.
Yeah,
I mean,
it's a long season. Come on. Pitching's looking pretty good.
Yeah.
Hitting. But the second of the doubleheader on Saturday was nice. Pitching was great, but the hitting came alive. That was fantastic. It wasn't really there yesterday, though. And boy, you hate to see a game. That's got to be one of the more miserable ways to end a game. A guy gets caught stealing, and it's done. Game over. Wow. That was a rough go. Back to the Joel Embiid thing, too. If we're going to talk about, let's just pretend for the sake of this argument, Colfax, that we are saying Nikola Jokic isn't the strongest of defense players, he's not a bad defensive player. In fact, there's many games where you could walk away and say, yeah, he's damn good. Nikola Jokic is averaging about nine assists per game. So if you're going to say, well, it counts on both sides of the ball, offense and defense. If you're going to say that, you should also be counting every stat as well, if you're going to go that route. And Joel Embiid is not a guy that gets assists. So if you're going to say, well, defense should be a contributing factor, I think you go every category then as a contributing factor. And if you're saying that essentially defense is what's going to hold Nikola Jokic back, then shouldn't the assist total hold Joel Embiid back? And other guys too in that mix. So I think that's something we need to take a look at. I thought the whole argument on Friday was a little crazy. I was expecting it. I think Joker's going to win the MVP. I still do, even though that bias is going to be there no matter what. But I do. I mean, Embiid's averaging 3 assists per game. He's played 38 games. He's averaging 30 points. I mean, you can make your case for a lot of guys. And listen, Steph Curry's getting a lot too. But I'll say this a million times over. Steph Curry might be playing out of his mind. He might be like individually one of the great players, but this is about elevating your team. And when you want to look at elevating your team, all of the guys in the MVP category, all of their teams have really done no worse since they've been out. I mean, that's just the brass tacks of it. The most valuable player, when you think of the words and what that means, the most valuable player. Who is the most valuable player to their team? And it is no doubt Nikola Jokic to the Denver Nuggets. Take him out, and this team is without Jamal Murray, especially not. This is not a playoff team. So I just think that there's so many arguments to make for Nikola Jokic. Again, the fact that he plays all the time, he's a three-stat guy, and his defense is not bad. So, yeah, Nikola Jokic for me is the guy. Asked a poll question over the weekend. Will there be a time, a scenario, when you could see Nikola Jokic overtake the Duke, John Elway, as the greatest Colorado athlete?
I do not see that, foresee that
Is
happening.
It because of the sport, or you don't see the, his...
The sport, and quite possibly. I mean, I love his personality, but like you were saying earlier, he's not out there. And John Elway wasn't really like this either, but...
Yeah, but he was the, what was he, the California kid, you
right.
know, the blonde, and you know, all that's, you know, his dramatic, how he came into the league.
Exactly. So there was all that, and Jokic just doesn't have that, nor does he want that necessarily. So to break through that ultra celebrity status is not really in his cards.
Yeah, so you're basically saying he's going to have to be, he'd have to be more of a marketer of himself.
I would think so.
A marketing guy of himself. Is there any amount of, I mean, like, we're talking video game amount of MVP championships. Like, what if he wins the MVP this year? What if the Nuggets win a title this year? So you got that, those are okay. two big things. What if they win another two titles?
Okay.
And then he gets another MVP award. So the Nuggets win three titles when they've never won any before in the history of their franchise, which John Elway has been, I guess you could say he's kind of responsible for three titles.
Say that.
Two is a quarterback, the most important position in football,
yep.
and then one is the VP general manager guy.
Right.
So Nikola Jokic probably is not going to be a general manager in the NBA.
And
the only reason I say that, I don't know about his business tactics, nothing like that. I just imagine Nikola Jokic is the kind of guy that retires and he's out back on his ranch in Serbia with his horses.
That's what I foresee.
And if that changes, then I would be glad to admit I'm wrong. But I know he very much loves being out around his horses and his home and everything. So,
yeah.
One guy comments and is like, this is the stupidest question ever. No one will ever replace John Elway. Think about that. And I'm not necessarily arguing.
Yeah.
Just think
Ask
about it.
Question.
You don't have any... There's nobody you could, like, there's no career that you could conceive could be the best career ever in Colorado to overtake John Elway. Could Nolan Arenado have been that guy if he would have stayed? No amount of, I mean, let's face it, a World Series coming
yeah.
to. If that were the case, though, because I've always said this, this state is crying. They are starving. They're begging for the Rockies to be good. Five playoff appearances since they started. If that changed and the Rocky and I don't even need to read the text. Dr. Nick Bradford's the owner. I get it. I've heard it 4 million times. But if they were to be a contender and Nolan, there's a lot of ifs and it's already
yeah,
gone. But
yeah.
would that have been the best chance? A Rocky? McKinnon couldn't do it. An Avalanche player couldn't do it, could he?
Well, this is what we were talking about. Like,
Sackett's the second greatest.
For sure.
Maybe it is an Avalanche player.
It could be.
There was just something about that time, too, though. I don't know. Social media wasn't alive back then, so it was just what we saw
right.
on TV, what was presented to us. And it was, in Colorado, it was John Elway, and then it was that amazing Avalanche squad.
Right.
You know, Joe Sakic, Patrick Waugh, and Peter Forsberg, and Adam and they were winning titles. That's that the story changes so much if you're winning titles. I mean, it just boosts you to an unbelievable status if you're winning titles. We talked about the Rushmore thing on Friday and what would it take for Joker to get there. If he's not there already, right now, for Joker to get on the Mount Rushmore, probably a title.
A title.
If he wants to surpass other great Broncos, the Vaughns, because I'm with you, Elway and Sakic were the no-brainers.
Yep.
The rest, you got to look at Hall of Fame and you got to look at championships. That's where I go. That makes it easier because it is a tough argument. So if the Joker wants to get there, an MVP award would certainly, to me, would probably get him there.
Probably happen. Yeah, I'm there with you.
Even without a title? Got to be a title
in there. I think
there
has to be a title.
Got to be a title in there. I just think it's such an interesting debate because think about that. One man, and I don't know, maybe there's other states and I'd love to look into this. One man is just the clear-cut favorite athlete of Colorado. Does that change the older we get as time goes on?
I don't think so.
Even though the young 20-somethings and below have never watched John Elway play? Does that change? Or is it Jordan? Is it like Jordan?
It's like Jordan, dude.
You're probably not wrong.
That's what I see.
Pillow Fight Dan says, no way the Rockies get to 65. Those are some awfully purple lenses you're looking through. Because I said the Rockies are going to win 65 games, I'm a...
That's like...
They're still going to be a bad team.
That's terrible.
Yeah, it's terrible. They're still going to be a bad team. I just went the over. The over-under was like 63, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I just said over. Joker still minus 325 on DraftKings for MVP. The MVP debate is just conjuncture for daytime shows. Joker wins the MVP easily unless something drastic happens. Follow the money. I don't see how it wouldn't at this point. I don't see how Joker doesn't win. What are there, 16 games left? His stats aren't going to change that much right now. As long as he plays most of these games, I don't see a lot of it's going to change. Think about that, folks. You're about ready to get it. About ready to get the. Do you think the MVP award should be chosen after the playoffs, after the championship? It's like you put the season and the regular season together, or the regular season and the postseason together.
I mean, it'd make more sense to me, but does that just cut out a lot of candidates then? Because then you're ended up like...
Yeah, but you don't want the guys that don't elevate their teams to that highest seed anyway.
I mean, that's true.
But I guess if Joker loses in the first round because he has to go up against the damn Lakers,
right,
should he be punished for that?
And he probably would be, right?
Right. So maybe I don't.
Yeah.
maybe not. I used to kind of want that. But the Nuggets could lose to the Lakers in the first round and still be the second best team in the NBA.
Yeah.
But that's not what the national story would tell you. They lost in the first round. Because yep. That's the way that LeBron was hurt. Phoenix and Utah came out of nowhere. Utah and Phoenix could both all lose in the first round, too. And there you go. It'd be a weird year for everybody. But what we would remember is L.A. was awesome. And Brooklyn. That's what we want, is L.A. and Brooklyn. I know I'm biased, but I think Jokic is going to win the MVP. And I don't think it's even close. I'm starting not to think it's close, to be honest with you. Jokic got to be the only MVP candidate in NBA history that doesn't care if he wins. Probably. I mean, maybe there was that in the 80s and early 90s. I mean, Jordan wanted to win the MVP. Like, as much as we love Jordan and we love his killer instinct, he was all about MVPs.
Of course.
And there's not really anything wrong with it. It just kind of stands out when you have a guy like Joker. It's like, I don't care. Whatever. Texter here. Quite honestly, Elway would probably rather have people forget about his history as GM because it was awful. He will never get rid of the if it wasn't for Peyton Manning factor. Yes, he will, because his name's Tim Tebow. AFC West champs, and they beat the Pittsburgh Steelers in the first round of the playoffs. Thank you, John. John did all that. All of it. Responsible for every last bit of it. 36 minutes after the hour. We'll jump out and get the latest on the local sports flash.
What's happening in your own backyard? Listen to NoCo Now with Tanner Schwint on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
This is Harrison Wynn with DNVR Nuggets. You're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
McLean says Jokic is a gift from the basketball gods to the Nuggets fans, because any star that has to play in Denver is going to one out eventually. Jokic is an exception because he doesn't care to play with the big market teams or other all-stars. Somebody had commented also on that question. Nah, Joker won't be here long enough to find out. The only way I see Joker ever leaving is if he was like wanting to go play with like his buddies, like Luka and stuff. And not from a winning standpoint, but just like, I like to have fun and be a goofball, and that would be a lot of fun. But I don't see him. I mean, you got it. You got the setup here.
If he goes anywhere else, they might just look at him like not as the guy.
Yeah.
They'll try and plug him in somewhere else.
Maybe. Nuggets have handled him perfectly.
Yeah.
The Nuggets had some growing pains with Nikola Jokic, if you'll remember. I mean, trying to fit him in with Jusuf Nurkic, that wasn't the right move, and they quickly caught it, and corrected the situation. You know, they tried to play center power forward with the two of them starting, and it didn't work. I got the idea. I liked the idea at the time. It just doesn't work. Joker needs to be the center, and you need a power forward that's moving around a lot more. You know, getting open, finding ways to get open in the corner, whatever. Yusuf's not going to shoot much outside, and he has a little bit of an outside shot. Nurkic does, I should say. I think he's definitely a long-term guy. I mean, I could see him finishing his career in Denver. He said so. I do think he's the kind of, I mean, but I do lay awake worrying about that. Like, looking at his contract. What is there, two and a half years left? They need to probably start figuring that out within the next year or so. I mean, yeah. Well, plus, you do have the pieces here. Michael Porter Jr. and Jamal Murray. For all my crap I give Jamal Murray, that's a good three. That's a nice three right there, plus the emergence of Aaron Gordon. Dixon's attacking Elway. That's a surprise.
What else is new?
Terrible drafts, terrible coaching decisions, bad contracts, QB debacle after QB debacle. Even ended up firing himself because he knew he was so bad. Or, I'm sorry, promoting himself. You got to admit, Elway's press conference. I have decided to elevate myself out of the most important position on the team and promote myself to not being here as much. So, I mean, I guess that's a promotion.
Yeah.
Like, if you're the owner of the company, you could promote yourself and just say, delegating, I'm not doing this crap.
Right. That's what bosses do, right?
That's what bosses do. And Elway's like, I'm the boss. So, George, get in here. Do the dirty work. I got other things I need to do. What are those other decisions? Oh, don't get me wrong. People told me, Brady, he's still involved in tons of decisions. Like, what? I get it. He is involved. But if he's the end-all be-all, then what are we doing with George Payton? I think it's George Payton. Yeah. These do not seem like Elway moves. Joker could probably win 5 titles here, and he wouldn't pass up Elway. Broncos and football rule this state. Lots of people don't even watch the NBA. And that's the other thing. Is the NBA versus the NFL thing.
I think that's the biggest case.
Probably. But here, somebody had made this point on Facebook, and I thought it was a really good point. They said, well, in a league like the NBA, there's no parity. You know, like Golden State, when they get hot and they have a franchise, they win it. LeBron wins titles. The Spurs win titles. Not a lot of Raptors, although they did, not a lot of teams like that randomly win a title here and there. The NFL has a little more parity than that. I mean, yeah, Tom Brady won it again, but it was with Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay hadn't won a title since in the early 2000s. So,
and they beat the reigning champs. Like, it was right. Kind of out of nowhere,
yeah,
in a way.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, kind of. So I do think that that's something that would bode well for Joker, is the fact that there's not a lot of parity. But then again, if the Nuggets become that next dynasty, which I think is potential, there's potential to do that. Then you just go right back to, well, that's how the NBA does. Like, they have a random team that pops up, and Golden State was the dynasty for the longest time. Although it does seem like there's more parity now in the NBA than there ever has been, or there has been at least in the last 10, 20 years. For sure, 20, maybe longer than that. If they want to have a good time, bring in Luka. Bring in Luka. Yeah, because Luka doesn't want to be in Dallas. But you know, Joker did say something about Giannis too. Like, no, I don't foresee myself going anywhere else. That doesn't mean somebody couldn't come here. Luka over Jamal Murray. Oh, I'm going Luka, right? No,
I'm not going to answer that question.
I don't know about that. Jamal on his best day, give me Jamal, but Luka's more consistent. Oh, man, that should be a good poll question. Who'd you rather have, Luka or Jamal? He said, Chris says, go Chiefs. How long is this Dixon thing supposed to last, by the way, you said, Chris?
I think it's over, man. I think you don't have to hold on to it anymore.
I think he's fine. He's actually a Chiefs fan.
I think
now.
He is.
I think he converted.
Now he can hide behind it.
You're under the impression that this is a Dixon burner account, that he said Chris isn't even a real person.
I mean, it seems like it, but so often.
I think he said Chris is a person. I just think that he went all in on his stuff, and he likes Dixon's terrible text. And that's good. There's somebody that likes his text. Sometimes we like his text because he wins stuff.
Yeah, I mean,
he's the 2-time Top Text Tuesday champ. There's nobody else that's a 2-time champ.
It's a fact.
We have a lot of 1-time champs, but only 1 2-time champ. It's Dixon. So, hey, Pillify Dan, that is a call out to you, man. You're a solid texter, but you've been a no-show on Top Text Tuesday. And, I mean, it's like you got to get in there. You got to bring it. Tomorrow's Top Text Tuesday. We're getting the prize loaded up. Brand new slate of texts coming in. So everybody's 0-0. Slate is clean. So now it's time to bring it. Can Dixon become the 3-time champ?
I hope not.
That's up to the Hooligans. Because if you have garbage texts trying to beat him, I can't. This is not one of those regular radio rules where, oh, if you win a prize, you must wait for after 30 days. No, this is a competitive thing. And we do not give orange slices.
Nope.
We do not say no to three-time champs. We applaud them. We want Tom Brady to win more titles. We want Nikola Jokic to win three titles.
And it does pain us to give away these prizes to
Dixon,
the villain of the show.
Yes, it absolutely does. But he earns them.
He earns it.
Somehow. Philip Dan says, whoa, whoa, whoa. Bring it tomorrow. Top Text Tuesday. Be there. We'll take a short break. What's on TV tonight? And we'll wrap up another edition of the whole show.
Volleyball and baseball coming to a Preps broadcast near you on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA. Want the whole sports story in Northern Colorado, the state and the country? Tune into The Hull Show, weekdays noon to 2 on 1310 KFKA.
Hey, Nugget fans, this is Coach Bowen of the Denver Nuggets, and you're listening to The Hull Show on 1310 KFKA.
Memphis taking on the Nuggets tonight in Denver, 7 o'clock Mountain. No Rockies, no Avs tonight. Denver needs this win, 36-20 on the year. Sitting in that fourth spot, I don't know if you want to say it's they're comfortably sitting in that spot, but you know the Lakers, with LeBron not looking to come back in a little bit, they're sitting at a game and a half ahead of the Lakers. So winning against the Grizzlies tonight helps them pull away from the Lakers and gain on the Clippers. It's still not quite out of the realm of possibility to think Denver could get to number two. They're four games behind Phoenix. It's probably not likely with 16 games remaining, but, you know, Phoenix's schedule, they have the Bucks tonight. They have Milwaukee tonight. They have Giannis. So that's intriguing. Let's see. What's the rest of their schedule? Colfax, I tell you what, man. This week is a huge opportunity for Denver. Phoenix plays at Milwaukee tonight. They play at Philadelphia on Wednesday. Top teams in the East. At Boston on the road. These are all on the road. At Boston on Thursday, back-to-back. Boston's a playoff team. At Brooklyn on Sunday. That's five games right there against top teams in the Eastern Conference. And you're four games behind Phoenix? If Phoenix can lose two of these games and Denver can win out this week, Memphis tonight, Portland, I believe Houston and Golden State are in that mix. All winnable games. Got to find a way to slow down Curry. No Monte Morris tonight for Denver. That hurts. Point guard situation getting a little thin there for Denver. Faku probably getting the start tonight for the Nuggets. Suddenly there's kind of pressure on this game tonight because then you look over at Phoenix. You got to think Phoenix. I mean, if they're going to lose, they're going to lose. This is the week to do it. This is the week. They're 8-2 in their last 10. They're four games ahead of Denver. Denver could gain a game on them right here and make it interesting. So it's not just the Clippers. I think they're far enough away from the Jazz, but the Jazz are 6-4 in their last 10. Things are going to heat up. There's 16 games left for Denver, and there's still a lot to be decided. That's going to do it for us. Top Text Tuesday returns tomorrow. I am expecting greatness. Clean slate, 0-0. Well, 0-0, however many texters. Should be a lot of fun. Good night, Northern Colorado.